or the abominations it talked about as far as like certain things. There are some, you see, you have to go by the New Testament, what we have liberty in. We have liberty in food and certain things, and even in clothing. I mean, we don't have to wear clothing that's all cotton or all wool or all this or all that. We can actually mingle fibers. There's a lot of things we can do because we have liberty in Christ, not to be beholden to that old law. And but the thing is, you know, and so what? Thou shalt not kill. Yeah, it's still a sin to kill. It's a sin to hate your brother in your heart. It's even a sin to speak roughly to him. There's a time to speak sharp. Rebuke them sharply, it says. But you do not write your brother off. Ah, you fool! You know. It has to do with hatred. Out of the mouth, the abundance of the heart speaks. So what I'm saying is that the law is still true, and those things are still wrong, and the judgment of God stands sure concerning righteousness and unrighteousness. But I look to the New Testament to give me a guide. And besides, everything that the law, like Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself, and love God, you know, right? Thou shalt have no other gods before me, you know, and worship him only. And love your neighbor as yourself. That's all the commandments and the law wrapped up into one, according to Jesus. So I can just take that and dump the rest. If that's the commandment and the law all wrapped up into one, then what do I need with the rest of it? And the truth is, you don't. I don't need the rest of it. All I need is what is taught in the New Testament as far as laws and commandments. It's enough. And besides, even the things written in the New Testament, I don't go, okay, thou shalt not do witchcraft, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. It's not like that. That the law, even the New Testament law and the law of Christ, tells us what sin is. But it is not how we become righteous. We don't become righteous by making lists of sins. Or lists of things, that, good things that we should do. I'm going to list good deeds I'm going to do and do a good deed every day. That's not, that kind of legalism is not how we obtain righteousness. It's all dead. The letter kills, but the spirit makes alive. If you make lists, you're going to fall short of them. And God will even see to it. So that maybe you would start seeking him in the proper way. And for the true power. I'll tell you, it's so much more powerful than list making and law making and commandments and all that. It is so much more powerful when the Spirit of God enters into you and writes his law in your heart. And that doesn't mean like, oh, I remember, thou shalt not. No, that's not what it means to write it in your heart, to like remember. If that was the case, then in the Old Testament, they would have had the commandments written in their heart. Because they knew. And they have consciences. In your conscience, you have written, thou shalt not do this. You know it's wrong. Right? In our consciousness, we have something written. But that's not what he meant when he said, I will write my law in their heart. What he meant by, I will write my law in their heart, meaning that they would do right without being commanded. That it would be like a law within them. Meaning like this, I don't drink. I'm not a drunkard. I don't do any of that. It's written in my heart because it's not what I am. It's automatic. It's not, I remember the commandment and then now I have to obey it. No, obedience is written into the program, so to speak. It's like a reprogramming of your heart. It's like a refurnishing of your mind. You know, be not conformed to the image of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The commandments written in your heart is not just the, again, we're memorizing the law. The Jews memorized the law. It didn't do them any good. How's God going to write it in your heart? What's it going to do? Just make it so you never forget? No! It's like I said. It must be something different. Otherwise, what they had is already fulfilling what we think we have. That's not so. The law made nothing perfect. But the bringing in of a better hope did. By the which we draw nigh unto God. This is a better hope. Better commandments. Better promises. It is better. It is better hope. It makes things perfect. I knew from a young man that drinking and drunkenness was a sin. And I knew it as I did it. And I did it for years. And I hated it. And I didn't want to do it. But there was nothing that that knowledge could do for me. It was unprofitable. It was worthless and weak. I know I shouldn't get drunk, but, you know, it's pathetic. But the power of God annulled all that and made it so that in one step, though there were many, though in one moment, let's say, you know, it could take you a while to get to a certain point, but I'll tell you what, I don't know, but there comes a time when you cross that threshold from unrighteousness to righteousness. And we want to make righteousness perfect. Let's go from thing to thing, from righteousness to righteousness, soberness to temperance, from temperance to godliness, from godliness to, you know, you go on adding good things. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, etc. We draw close to God by these things. See, you can't approach God in sin and iniquity. He won't have you. That's why people who think, oh, I'm just going to believe in Jesus and then I'll die and I'll be perfect then and I'll go to see God. You won't be perfect. If you die in your sins, you know, Jesus said, if you believe not that I am He, you will die in your sins. If you die in your sins, then Jesus is going to say to you, you don't believe in me because you let yourself die in your sins. And because I let you die in your sins. Really. But they never got anything more from God than I believe. Well, their faith is alone and therefore dead. Faith being alone, for the only time I say faith alone. Well, faith alone in Bible only occurs once in the book of James. It says faith being alone is dead. Oh, there's a passage where it says faith only. It says you cannot be saved by faith only. Not, that's a paraphrase. So the only time you ever hear faith alone or faith only in the Bible is to deny that such things can save you. That is telling. You need to add to your faith more faith and continue in faith. You can't have faith one day and then you lose your faith. That's not faith. Faith goes from day in, day out. It continues. It builds. It grows. And you go from small righteousness to bigger righteousness to better righteousness to perfect righteousness. That I come close to God, not in one giant leap. Like I lived in like living in the vilest of sins to the day you die, and then the resurrection comes, and you think you're going to approach God, and He's going to be like, "Welcome to the kingdom." You are completely mistaken.